Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 17th of July, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a bit steadier. One of the better gains was the Hang Seng Index, up 2.4%. European stock markets had very solid performances in here today. I see Sweden's OMX was up 3.82%, the IBEX was up over 3%, and 2% gains were the order of the day. 2% plus gains were the order of the day for the others. Wall Street also closed out solidly near the highs of the day, although I think in after-hours trading it came down a little bit after the Merrill Lynch and Microsoft earnings disappointed, particularly the Merrill Lynch earnings. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds were weak, as one would expect, bond prices, that is, against the background of this continued stock market rally. What was the catalyst for the follow-through? Well, crude oil, third straight day on the downside. It's been quite a while since we saw that. And that also took it below the $130 level. So in other words, the June reaction lows have also gone as well. So bang, 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 three big days on the downside. First the downward dynamic, then the MDL and lower low yesterday, and then another reaction low in here today. More on that in a moment. Natural gas was also walloped. It's fallen back to 1063 right now. Precious metals, interesting. Gold was a little bit down, then a little bit up, and then came down with crude oil. But then it rallied as crude oil steadied temporarily, and the dollar weakened on some weak confidence. It's Philly Fed, I think. But, you know, statistic du jour, and it was fairly weak for the U.S. economy. And gold rallied quite strongly at $15, but then gave the whole thing up. It's currently down $5. It's down $2.69 at $9.57. But to say it had been up at $9.79. And similar moves in silver, platinum and palladium, although I think platinum was down for most of the day. The industrial metals were all a bit higher, and the grain and bean complex was hit in here. I think soybeans were a limit down. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, you know, I've said oil's everything. We've got the seesaw. It's as if we're on an oil economy here, on an oil standard, I should say. And in describing the seesaw, I said that we had oil on one end and we had global stock markets on the other end. And when oil went up, stock markets went down. And when oil went down, which it hadn't done very much until the last 3 days, then stock markets went up. And that's pretty much the situation here. Oil would always be the most dominant influence by far, but it certainly is right now. And this has enabled some of the most depressed stock markets to commence short covering rallies. Asia's response is a little bit more muted, but some of those markets have held up a little better recently than what we have seen in the West. So this is really quite interesting here, and if this is the beginning of the medium-term correction in crude oil, and I certainly think it is, my view is that it would take a serious supply event to reaffirm this overall upward trend. So my feeling is that we have commenced a medium-term correction. It could be a big one. How big? Well, I don't think it's going to come back to the $60 level as James Montier and Albert Edwards are forecasting. I've posted a report or an interview of theirs today that a subscriber had sent in along with an email. I think crude oil, certainly if it takes out the $120 level, which I've mentioned all along, that would confirm the medium-term correction, and I will think it will do that. It's just a matter of how long it thrashes around here, if it thrashes around for a bit, before it does that. I think oil could come back to $100, possibly 80, but if we saw 80, I certainly don't think we would see it for very long. And why? What's changed? Well, I think the people who'd been piling into the tracker funds may well think twice about adding to those positions for a while and may actually reduce some of them. Certainly, we'd seen some demand destruction. The demand for crude oil was barely rising. And we have had probably a little bit of an increase in production, less certain about that point. But looking at the chart, you saw the big steepening uptrend, the big overextension, then you saw the more choppy two-way activity that I referred to on Monday or late last week. I think it was certainly on Monday. And then the last 3 days, as you know. So what I think is that if crude oil continues down, or as crude oil continues down, I think that this stock market might be a little better than most people currently suspect. I think at this stage it would be rash to say that it's more than a bear market rally where bear markets are in evidence. Now, that doesn't include all indices, as you know, but it includes most of them. And ever since we had the breakdown of the Western banks through those March lows, that certainly was signaling trouble. And then we have seen most of the March lows taken out by Western indices, although it depends which index you look at. But the Dow did it, and the S&P did it, although the S&P not by all that much, and it's rallied back to the underside of that pattern. Transports were much firmer. The NASDAQ was much, much firmer in the US, but certainly markets had taken a beating since that early to mid-May period when those March-May uptrends gave way. Which also stood out very clearly on the charts because those had been persistent orderly rises. And then the declines had been rivetingly consistent before accelerating on late last week and on Monday this week. So that's climactic activity, extremes of sentiment, and the technical rallies underway. But again, to wrap up on that, a big correction in the oil price, which wouldn't surprise me. It's just a question of whether it comes sooner or later. I mean, whether it happens very quickly or whether oil thrashes around a little bit beneath its high. What was that? Up around 147, and then comes lower. But I do think without another supply shock to lift the price, I think that we will see a somewhat better rally by stock markets than most people are expecting. How long might that last? Month or two? I think quite easily. Okay, long-dated government bonds, against that background, I do expect to come down. Now, central banks are still fretting about inflation, and understandably so. But if we see food prices following crude oil down, and that's what they've done over the last few days, but they have separate fundamentals, as you know. So I wouldn't take it for granted that they'll all come down. But certainly, lower energy prices, and let's face it, at current price of $129.50, oil is still pretty high. But you get this down to $100 or below, and central banks will heave a big sigh of relief regarding inflation. So will investors. And I think we will, as I say, we would see a good rebound because stock markets came down faster than the oil price went up in the last in the last couple of months. Okay, what else to mention here? I think in terms of the grains and beans, the good news is that pushed prices up. The bad news for inflation in those areas. But the move, the weather news that was dominating proceedings is in a lull period to see what actually happens during the hotter months, and that's the rest of July and say through the first half of August, which is could be a tricky period for the crops. If it's too hot, that will stress the corn and probably the soybeans as well. Now, elsewhere, what else to mention at all is what about currencies, the US dollar? Well, my view is unchanged. It's still in a range, but the dollar has been barely steady in here recently. Well, actually, it's been worse than that. It's been weaker than steady. It broke its progression of gradually rising lows. And I think the dollar is quite vulnerable. I think too many sovereign wealth funds have too many dollar assets, and they're disillusioned with them, and who could blame them? So I think that we are likely to see some further pressure, and I can't imagine who would go rushing in to buy the US dollar. I mean, people talk regularly on CNBC and Bloomberg about the dollar going up and crafting various scenarios for this, but US interest rates aren't going to go up anytime soon, so that won't lift the US dollar. The Fed will still be producing plenty of dollars, and I think that we'll see further deterioration in confidence regarding the greenback before very much longer. At best, my best case scenario for the dollar is that it stays within the current range that we've seen for the last, what is it, 3 or 4 months? And anything else out there? I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say all the very best to all of you and enjoy these interesting times.